Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. This week, we're talking about having more productive meetings. And we've all been in situations where you have two people that are getting into the weeds, that are just taking up all the time in the meeting. And the challenge is what do? Right? You've got a bunch of big picture people in the meeting, and then there's two people that just get sucked into the details. And all of a sudden, those people just take over. And all the time is going to them. And so the thought here is to figure out a way to get those two people to take things offline, to talk about it away from the meeting. A good meeting manager will recognize what's going on and realize that if you're taking up time for a larger group of people that really is only needed by a small subset of those people, that those people should be meeting separately. And that's really what we're talking about. The other thing you want to look at in terms of taking things offline is when you get into an adversarial situation. Right? We've all been in uncomfortable situations in meetings before. And the point being is, you know, if you have something uncomfortable to talk about, and if it's directed towards one or two people, then that point should be taken to those one or two people, either individually or together, but not necessarily in front of a larger audience. So if you're going to reprimand somebody, clearly that's something you want to do in private. It's not something you want to do in front of a group. If somebody does something wrong, you want to bring it to their attention. You know, humiliating people in front of large groups is never a good thing to do for anybody. So that's another thing. You want to take all that offline. Praise them in public, right? If things go well, they're doing things well, that's a great thing to bring up in front of a group. But if you're going to reprimand, that's something you certainly want to do in private. And I think that makes the most sense. What we're trying to accomplish here is to keep the meeting running as smoothly as you can and as efficiently as you can. And on Monday, we talked about the meeting agenda. We want to stick as closely to that agenda as we can without going too deep on any one topic such that it would alienate some of the people in the room, cause them to lose interest, or cause the entire process of that meeting to slow down. The largest investment for just about every company out there is labor. And if you're taking up many people for a prolonged period of time to do something that's non-productive, there's got to be a better way to figure this out. And clearly the opportunity to take things offline in a meeting can help make a big difference in terms of productivity for an office or for a company. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, just subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desires, and I would love the opportunity to be that person for you. Just get here for a few minutes a day, whether it's in your car, in your headphones as you're working out, whatever's most convenient for you. It's a few minutes a day, 5 days a week. Just stay on the path towards getting where you want to go. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to be discussing how you can give people time back from a meeting standpoint. But remember for today, if things are going too far down a road that not everybody in the group is interested in, convince people to take it offline.